somebody who would look after an orphan would be its legal
godparents.
Guardian?
Yeah. Well, I had to go to court, and I had to wait a year and a half for adopting him.
Oh, you had to be his guardian person?
No, my adoption papers had to wait a year before they could be signed.
Oh, yeah.
But I had a lawyer. I never appeared in court. I mean, we all knew me. I never appeared. All that I had to do. The lawyer would tell me, if you write me a note, if you pass in Thibodeau, stop in my office, I got some papers for you to sign. I just signed, that's all.
They go behind the, every good man is a successful man is a good lawyer, they say.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I needed a good one 2 years last year.
Yeah.
By this place.
You told me about that.
Maybe high rise when you think about it.
Yeah, man, you lie to bus, I'd bring it.
What about the place where they buried people? Was there one of those?
What are you saying, boy? Yeah, you ever got that speed buggy or that gun buggy or whatever you call that thing running up down the hill?
Uh-huh. And that's a miserman that ever fought.
And they buried people in a what?
In a tomb.
Yeah, the
most.
Yeah, right on that, boy. I guarantee you. I didn't know. I'll tell you, the way that thing looked down here, it looked kind of sad sitting in the driveway here that time we kind of filled with that new flake on the front end there. I didn't know that thing was going to make it up them hills and down in them creeks down there.
I mean, when you're dead, not much you can do about it.
That's what one guy told me. He said, where could they force the people to pay him some ransom? They couldn't kill him because he's already dead.
Boy, that was good, I guarantee you. That thing pushed that Ford truck all the way up there, didn't it?
And that was the biggest crime in the world to me, if you ask me.
What?
Fusion point. Here is Elvis Presley dying.
Man, dog, you talking about dog. We got dogs spread all over Labrador around here. You ain't never seen in your life before.
Groucho Marx, what's Groucho Marx best?
No, I couldn't make it. Them boys left that Friday. I was working down there, and that was Saucer here and old Molly down here, and old Melvin down here, and a bunch of others down. Went up there and picked up some rabbit dogs and deer hounds and all kind of stuff there. Oh, they got a bunch of them. We don't know what's going to turn out, though. We ain't turned none of them loose yet. We're going to have to see that.
They didn't have no barrel. They had a party. They laughed and drank and everything.
Yeah, man, they look pretty good. I guarantee you, some fine-looking dogs there from up there. You know what them fellas lie up there, though.
Yeah.
And Elvis Presley, they want to steal his body.
Yeah.
They won't even let him rest in peace.
That's just, I don't know, I hope I never be on a jury when they bring something.
Boy, that's for sure. No, they went up to that Traitor's Day up there in Alabama. I forget the name of that town. It's 500 somewhat miles from here. It's a Traitor's Day where they traded everything from mule collars down to sewing machines, boy, dogs and rabbits, guns and everything else down there. And, old Salsa Head get down there most every year and pick him up a truckload of dogs. Get them cheap enough, you know, where, say if you get 10 of them, I believe you got 7 this go around. Get 10 of them and maybe 3 or 4 out of 10 run. Well, it's money well spent, you know, because you get them cheap enough, boy.
That's the truth. Well, I can understand that.
And I wouldn't tell nobody. I got to make my mind up before I go in the jury. Broad dead, they put me president for jury, that'd be it. I'll cook that dough salad. You better believe it.
Man, they got everything over there the way they're talking. Them boys, some of them boys pick up some pistols and rifles and clothes and knives and last year old boy even brought up that old Valiant or old Plymouth or something. And when they saw him leaving out of there, boy, he had him a mule in the back end of that thing. One of them little mules, you know, almost like a donkey, I guess, or a jackass. He had his tail sticking out one door and one window in the back, and his nose sticking out the other window. The old boy then pulled his back seat on through the way. He was hauling that mule on, boy.
Ruptured appendicitis, and they said it was just a twisted colon. But today, poor people had ruptured appendix.
Yeah.
And the only way they could keep those people, you didn't have...
Boy, Dan, for one hour, I tell you, I've been reading up on them little mules and some of them hunting magazines and everything else. Get them little cotton choppers to jump some of them fences and everything else, jump up in a bag and pick up trucks and all. Boy, that's what you call trucking it easy, partner.
Two mattresses and just suffocate you to hold you down. So you don't kill nobody, you don't break no bones, you put your two matches in.
I don't believe that, I guarantee you. Get that mule back in a snake hole back there or somewhere else there. And it's kind of thing you'd have to go get him out of there with a helicopter or he starves to death.
Bitten by a rabies dog?
A rabies dog or I know a fella right with a man.
Damn on that boy, I guarantee you. I'm figuring on using that horse of mine quite a bit this year on them ranges and down them trams and everything else there. Try to eliminate a little bit of that walking, but definitely can't get down in that swamp, boy, I tell you. All right, July, I just want to give you a shot, boy, heard you a minute ago there. I just wanted to kind of stir you up a little bit there, in case you forgot about hunting now. But I know you don't ever forget that business, that boy, I guarantee you that. Let me get out of here and try to see for the beans or something now. Y'all take them easy, the buckshot lambers with Cliff, boy, check you later.
And they call all the men. The women used to take care of mostly the people at night. You understand what I mean? Because the men had to go to work.
I mean, all the time,